Celsius.
Thanks, Simon. Now for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 6th of August. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight: high, Sole 1030, dissipating by midnight tonight. Atlantic low expected just west of Bailey 985 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, westerly backing southerly later, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromartie, 4th Tyne, Dogger. West backing southwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time. Showers at first and later, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, west backing southwest later, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, west or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4 later, occasionally 5 later in Plymouth, fair, good. Biscay, southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later in Biscay, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, northeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, then southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Sole, southwesterly 4 to 6, but variable 3 or less at first in east, veering northwesterly 4 later in west. Rain for a time, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, variable 3 or 4, becoming southwesterly 5 or 6. Occasional rain, good, becoming moderate for a time. Shannon, southwest, veering west later 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Rain, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. South or southwest, veering west later, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, occasionally severe gale 9 in Rockall and Bailey. Rain, then showers, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Fair Isle, Faroes, west or southwest, backing southeast later, 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly later, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest, 4, 8 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest, 4, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Lerwick, west 5, rain 1.5 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Lucas, west southwest 4, 14 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Bridlington, west by south 3, 1021, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north northwest 4, 11 miles, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north 4, 11 miles, 1026. Jersey, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1026, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north by west 2, 11 miles, 1026. Scilly Automatic, west by north 1, missed 4 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Valentia, south 2, 6 miles, 1026, falling. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 3, 8 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Malinhead, west 5, 5 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: a transient ridge of high pressure will then bring mostly settled conditions for a time on Wednesday. An area of low pressure and Atlantic fronts will bring rain and strong winds to northern and western coasts later on Wednesday and into Thursday, with gales in the far northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, rain later, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first and later. Fair, showers later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west backing southwest later, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, rain later in far west. Good, occasionally moderate later in far west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, becoming moderate later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West 3 or 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west 4 or 5, backing southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man, west 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 5 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate or poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, westerly 4 or 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain for a time later. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly, backing southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west backing south, then veering southwest later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time later. Rain for a time later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering southerly 6 to gale 8 for a time later. Occasional rain later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. And Shetland Isles, west 5 or 6, backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain or showers. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
I've booked a holiday.
Where are you off to then?
On BBC iPlayer.
This is what you've been grafting for.
Ain't a honeymoon, I can tell you that for free.
Going on a trip?
Go tomorrow.
Well?
You're in luck.
Take these killer travel companions.
And you live like a king.
Right decision.
Line of duty, this city is ours. The gold and loads more.
Oh, yeah, I could get used to this.
And that is something that does not happen every day.
Journeys fly by with crime drama on BBC iPlayer.
Now it's Prayer for the Day with Grace Thomas.
Good morning. On a blisteringly hot day, where the sun blazed unforgivingly onto the dusty ground, I made my way up a large hill called St. Thomas's Mount in Chennai, South India. At the top of the hill stood a beautiful white chapel known as the Shrine of St. Thomas, the location of which Thomas, a follower of Jesus and an evangelist, is said to have been martyred. Here I felt a sense of deep connection, both to my Indian ancestry and my Christian heritage. I was part of a story that spanned continents and across faiths. Hilltops and mountaintops are places of revelation and transformation throughout Scripture. Today in the Christian calendar, we celebrate the Transfiguration, where, on a mountaintop, Jesus is said to have changed into a glowing apparition, giving a sense of his heavenly glory. The two followers of Jesus who accompany him see a vision of the ancient prophets Elijah and Moses joining Jesus. And in this, their story is vividly connected with the lives of faithful people who have gone before them. Such moments of wonder are rare and precious. On that Chennai hilltop, I was taken beyond the here and now into the bigger story. It was humbling to think of those who had walked before me, and also to imagine who might come after. And so today, I give thanks for mountaintop moments that can bring awe and wonder, knowing that I am part of a bigger story that stretches into the past and extends into the future. I pray that what I do now has meaning and shapes a story of hope and promise for the days, months, and years to come. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Grace Thomas. And now it's Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today, livestock farmers and horse owners are asked to rethink their approach to using treatments for parasites to avoid an increasing resistance.
What we're really looking for is a holistic, evidence-based approach to parasite control, to use just the right amount that's needed and not more than is necessary.
We'll have more on that a little later. First, all week we're following the harvest around the country. And just a few days ago, a Lincolnshire farmer, Tim Lammiman, was celebrating breaking the world record for oilseed rape with a yield of 7.52 tonnes a hectare. The new world record is nearly three times last year's UK national average yield. Mr. Lammiman said he delayed drilling well into September to avoid cabbage stem flea beetle, and he added an early growth-stimulating liquid feed in the